Well, we're back here on your Tuesday morning, 1320 WILS, the morning wake up. Great to have you aboard today. Well, when you join your genial host every day, I mean, you know, we're here to share some time in the morning. And I hope I'm not, you know, even when I have guests on. I mean, the last thing I want to do is intimidate anybody. And yet, I've been told in the past, now don't ask me how this happens, that at times I've had people say you can be intimidating. Now, wait a minute. How? What? Where? Why? No one could be possibly more laid back than me in this world that we live in. Well, that's how you see yourself. Maybe you don't come across. How you come across, though, I mean, that's important here. And there are a lot of factors that are involved, you know, in trying to, you know, avoid intimidating others, if indeed you want to avoid intimidating others. Let's welcome in our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, from the website drjohnb.com and Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, who knows about this a thing or two. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And it is very true, even if people don't mean to, that they can intimidate others. I've often run into people that say, my goodness, I never imagined that would have happened. And just look at yourself as a person. How do you do this? Well, people can do it without even trying by being, they can be physically attractive, they can be physically imposing, they can be very wealthy, they can be socially prominent, they can be brilliant or very intelligent, they can have a powerful voice, they can have a position in the family or group or work position, authority over others. All of these things, even if you do not want to, can intimidate others, and it's really amazing how many people are intimidated by others and have no idea. And even the introvert can do it by not responding or not feeling comfortable saying what they think about things. And people can think that they're haughty or kind of superior when that's really not the intent at all.
No, not the intent at all. So for the person who says, you know, has enough self-awareness to say, look, maybe I'm coming across a little bit X, Y, or Z here, and I don't want to. So how do you go about, from a forward-thinking and front-foot mentality, not intimidating others and becoming the kind of person that others want to be around, and you can still have a magnetic personality without making others feel smaller in the process? How do you go about doing that?
Well, part of it is caring for yourself with good self-esteem and not feeling the need to make yourself bigger or better or stronger than other people. I think being friendly, treating people as equals, looking at them as we're all humans and walking the road of life, we have to not exude superiority. We don't want to give gestures of dominance or control when we have no intelligence, no reason of doing that. We don't want to be staring people down. We don't want to be sarcastic. These are the things that people do. And some people that think they're clever and witty by being sarcastic
Right. Really
are tearing people down, and they diminish others, but also diminish themselves as people. So these are things, just being friendly, Dave. I find you very, very friendly, good fellow when I talk to you or when I see you. And I think that's a good quality. We don't want to come across as aloof or superior. And a lot of people do that, even if they don't want to. I've had a number of people I've worked with over the years that say, what do I do? How can I make my employees feel better? How can I make friends that I'm trying to make not be intimidated? How can I have people not make comments like, boy, you really think that way, or you really think you're something? And even if they're saying it in humor, you know there's a feeling, an edge to the statement. So
yeah.
I just think if you're friendly, if you treat people as equals, if you recognize we're all human beings walking the road of life, and just even if we, you know, if we're really a large person, we can even, make ourselves a little shorter by not just standing too tall. We can make sure that people know that we care, like saying, good to see you, nice to see you, you look nice to me, whatever it might be. Gesture statements that show acceptance as opposed to distance and superiority. And it's hard for a lot of people. There are people, Dave, that let's say a person that is socially prominent, has wealth, has position, is attractive, that person may have to work at convincing others what a nice person the person is without the intimidating the person,
sure,
which may have no intent at all. And so it's the road of life is difficult if you're powerful and you want to want people to like you, and if you're not powerful and you want people to like you. So it's kind of a it's kind of a difficult road, but we try to manage it. And if we just try to be a good person and be good to others, wherever we are in life, we, I think, can have good relationships and not be intimidated or intimidate others.
Yeah, and this transfers to things, too, where, you know, be cognizant. Let's say you're in a management position at a company, and you set up an area, your office. You know, don't be the classic person who has the higher up chair, and then the person who comes in to meet with you sinks down and drops down. You know, they feel like they might go under the desk at any moment. As that, you know, it's pre-set up. You can tell that someone wants to intimidate the other person. So if you inherit a situation like that, you know, do your best to remedy that situation so you can meet people on what at least would appear to be an equal footing, and maybe make more progress that way than you would by glowering. I mean, there's one thing, too, and it has to do with geography, you know, just things like that.
Well, that is true, Dave, all the way around. And I've worked with many managers over the years, particularly when I was in Oakland County, that they were trying to have people do their best and have people really care for the job and care for them, and they found that they were intimidating them or scaring people, call it whatever you will, and that they had to work on skill sets that could make them less scary, if you will, and more friendly, just by letting people unleash them, if you will, to do their best, as opposed to worrying that they're going to make a mistake.
Have you dealt before, though, with a client who, you know, comes in, they've got issues, and maybe one of them, they say, well, Doc, people are intimidated by me. Why? Well, I don't know, but they are, and, you know, I don't mind it. I use it to my best effect, and sometimes I'm able to get X, Y, or Z with it. I mean, is it that kind of a character negative that some people find not only hard to get rid of, but maybe they haven't tried very hard? It has to be out there a little bit.
Well, that's true, but they wouldn't be coming in to see me.
That's a good point.
It may easily come out if they're having problems in relationships.
Got it.
Okay, because it can carry to a marriage. But a person doesn't come in and say, you know, I'm really happy that I can intimidate and make people feel bad and under my particular power, if you will. You know, a reactive, you know, kind of aggression, any type of something I don't like. No, I don't have people coming for that. But there are people that, as I work with them and I know them, I can see that they do enjoy what you'd call taking advantage of people or hurting people. I don't want to say a lot, but even if you don't mean to, you might mean to, there are people that enjoy, you know, kind of exerting themselves over others.
Sure.
They like being in control. And I think that there are people like that. I feel sorry for people like that, because you really don't want to lead a life where you're trying to intimidate and hurt others. But there are, of course, there are people like that. And that's a whole separate topic about how we stay away from these people. Or if a person does want to change, how can they change if they do get a lot of pleasure from intimidating and controlling other people? So, you know, the road of life is loaded with all kinds of things, right? But we're talking about those people that intimidate and really don't want to.
And there are a lot of people like that.
More people than you might think. Have you ever gotten to know someone, Dave, that when you first saw them, they kind of exuded the superiority, but when you talk to them, they're really a good person.
Yep.
It's just the way they kind of walk through life that's how people, some people, see them, so you get to know them.
I would absolutely see that even with some characters in sports, okay, that I would interview as a very young man, and some were big stars. And frankly, you know, when they walked in a locker room or out of the locker room and onto the field before a game, I would be, and I'm ready to do an interview, I would be a little bit in awe. And then I would realize, okay, you know, I need to separate how they're acting right now from where I was kind of mind's eye seeing them from my past. And it frequently, Doc, was very different. You know, it just was, because, you know, they were human beings, and, you know, once you talked with them and visited with them, you didn't see them in quite the same way. I'm not saying they were less heroic in terms of sports, but they were less intimidating by just being in my presence than they were before in my own mind, if you see where I'm going with that.
Because that makes sense.
They weren't trying to intimidate, but that hasn't been everybody in my life.
And I think a lot of people, you know, even if they don't mean to. Just by position
sure.
that they have in life, we might assume that they're arrogant. That's not necessarily true at all.
Yeah, you know, and sometimes people mistake, you know, arrogance or, you know, like you said, you know, being they're sullen, they're quiet, you know, for being of a more private nature despite having a public position. Sometimes those things don't go together well, but not intimidating others, wanting to, no, Dale Carnegie didn't sell a billion books by saying how to intimidate people. He said how to win friends and influence people. Big difference.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. If you want to work as a team, work with people, have friends,
you bet.
You want to get the most out of them by really sharing important things with, from you in a good way to make them feel comfortable, and then you can feel comfortable with them. It's really working as a team in life. That's always the key. And if you intimidate others, find ways not to do it, and that then I think you can have a much happier life, and you'll have the people around you much happier. So these are key things in life, and the intimidator, those that like doing it, really are really small, lonely people. If you really want to take control of others, that's not a good human being. Those that try not to intimidate and want to make sure they don't and work hard at it are really, the good people and people that we want to be in life. And we'll get the most out of others and ourselves by not intimidating others, and really by the process I'm trying to be a support and helpful to people. That's part of being a social, good social human being.
And as you say, it takes a conscious effort to see this and to not engage in it, that intimidation factor. DrJohnB.com, the podcast, will be there. So many different topics of good mental health are addressed on these, and we do so on a weekly basis, and you can access them anytime, 24/7, 365, wherever he is. We always like meeting up with the good doc, and this time around, that includes this particular topic. It's always good to have you on, my friend.
Always a pleasure talking to you, Dave. Have a good day, and you're not intimidating people. Just be happy today.
I hope not. No, Rich is very intimidating at certain moments here. This is the Morning Wake Up. We jest because we care on 1320 WILS.